are listening to the Pet Heroes podcast with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK Community Radio.
I'm Ethan.
And I'm Elle.
On today's show, we will hear three amazing stories of pets with unique skills and abilities.
Over the next half hour, you'll hear about a therapy dog, a ski patrol dog, and the importance of adopting shelter pets.
Let's welcome our first guest.
Our first guest is Beth Weisong and her dog, Rainy. Rainy is a registered therapy dog and volunteers at Valley View Hospital and the Pause to Read program.
Let's hear from Beth about Raina's special abilities to help people.
Beth, can you please introduce yourself and your dog?
Thanks for having me. My name is Beth Weisong, and I'm here with my dog, Rainy. And Rainy, I've had her since January of 2020, and she is now 8 years old. I got her from care when she was 3 years old, so she came from Colorado Animal Rescue. And she is a purebred chocolate lab. And she came with the name Rain Shower Lady because she's a purebred lab. So she was given the name Rain Shower Lady, but I call her Rainy or Rain when I need to get her attention.
Nice. As a therapy dog, how does Rainy help people?
So she is a registered therapy dog with the Alliance for Therapy Dogs. And through that organization, she got her certificate to be a therapy dog. And then the work we do, we actually do through Healing Partners, which is a local organization here in the Roaring Fork Valley. And what we do is we go to the library, specifically the Carbondale Library, and we do the Pause to Read program, where students sit down with her and read a book to her. And then we also go and do the Pause to Read program at Sopris Elementary School. And although we are registered volunteers at Valley View, we have not been for a while, probably since last spring, but I'm hoping to get involved again this spring. But we visit patients at Valley View. And so at all those places, I feel like she is just a calming presence, and her demeanor, she's so sweet that people really enjoy petting her, and I think she calms them down. And specifically with the kids, I think they feel really comfortable reading to her. So really, she just provides a lot of love and a lot of patience, and I think people really gain a lot from being around her.
Well, it's really nice. She's in the room with us right now, and she seems super sweet. She's just laying on the floor there.
Yeah, she's wearing her Alliance for Therapy Dog vest, which we don't always have to wear, but I had her wear it today so that you guys could see.
So the next question is, how did you know that Rainy would be a good fit for being a therapy dog?
That's a really good question and kind of a interesting story. We all have our COVID stories, right? So I got her January 1st of 2020, and about a month into having her, I knew that she would be a good therapy dog. She just has the best demeanor. She's so sweet. She never causes problems. And so I just knew I wanted to find out more about getting her certified to be a therapy dog. And about March, right before COVID hit, I was told that I had to know her for 6 months before I started the process to make sure that I was 100% sure that she was able to do that. And so I did my research, and then COVID hit. And of course, I couldn't get her certified during COVID, and I couldn't take her to Valley View, and I couldn't do all the things to get her certified. So I had to wait. And I was very busy up until about a year and a half ago when I had a little bit more time on my hands. So I started to do a little bit more research about it. And I found out that she didn't have to do a lot of work to be a therapy dog because she's just so patient and so calm, and other dogs don't bother her and kids don't bother her, and she doesn't even chase after squirrels or anything. So I just knew it. And then I talked to the Alliance for Therapy Dog people, and they said, yeah, as long as she passed these tests to not chase other dogs or
If a student lays on top of her and she doesn't respond, then she's set to go. So she passed the test right away. And it was really easy to get her certified.
That sort of brings us into our next question. Is there any other tests that she had to be tested on?
So she had to walk specific ways with me holding her leash and not pull me, which kind of actually took a little bit of training because she did like to pull at first, but she got really a lot better after we practiced that. And so then we had to walk by other dogs and we went on a leash. And if she didn't go after the other dog or want to play, that was a test she had passed. And then we had to go to a bunch of public places like Lowe's and Valley View. I went with a coach who helped us make sure that we were doing everything correctly. And we had to go to the library and do walkthroughs just to make sure she wasn't chasing after anything. And she passed all those tests. And we did some hours just to make sure that she was all good. And she passed all those tests. And once she passed, we got her certificate.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Right, Rain?
No.
She's just kind of staring at us right now.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Like, another question is, what was some of her coolest experience, like, at a job?
Oh, I have a really neat story, actually. So, I was doing the Pause to Read program at the Carbondale Library, and a student came in to read to Rainey and was really excited to read to a chocolate lab because, unfortunately, they had lost their chocolate lab a couple months earlier.
No.
So that boy had lost his chocolate lab, but he was really grateful to read to Rainey, and they bonded, and he read a few stories to her. And then that same week, I went to Valley View. And we were walking around Valley View, and a person came up to me and really wanted to see the chocolate lab and told me that they had lost their chocolate lab recently and was very sad, but was so excited to pet Rainey. And it turns out that person, the woman, said, "My son just met a chocolate lab this week at the Carbondale Library, and we both just were so excited that he got to read to Rainey." And she pulled up her phone and she showed me a picture of Rainey that was taken after a bookmark that I had given to the student at Carbondale Library. And so I said, "Well, that's my dog. So you're meeting the same dog that your son read to this week." So all in one week, Rainey made an impact for a mother and a son who had lost their chocolate lab, and they were both so grateful to meet Rainey. And it was just a really neat serendipitous moment where I felt that Rainey really was in the right spot at the right time to help these people who were grieving their dog.
Aww.
And then they told me that they were able to have conversations about getting another dog at some point. And I don't know if they did, but at least Rainey kind of helped them with the grieving process, and they were both really grateful for Rainey. Rainey had a good week that week.
Wow, that's really, really wholesome.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other cool stories?
I would say every time I've been to Valley View has been really neat because when patients get to see a dog, they really kind of light up and they always talk about their dog, who they're missing at home, and it's just really special to see how the patients really kind of light up when they're staying in the hospital because Rainey walks in the room or they get to pet her and she sits by their bed. And so that's really, really special to me to watch Rainey do that. And it's hard work for her. I know that she's a very sensitive dog. She's very sensitive to energy. And so we can probably make it for about 45 minutes to an hour at Valley View, and then she kind of gets tired.
That does sound really, really, really sweet.
And that's really nice. Another question is, what does Rainey like to do at home for free time?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm really lucky because she likes to go everywhere with me. work included, as I've said, and I really enjoy hiking and walking, so we go to the dog park as much as possible here in Carbondale and in Glenwood. And so we do that. In the winter, she goes cross-country skiing with me. She is a river dog, so she likes water, and I like to raft. I haven't been as much lately as I would like to, but she sits on my raft, and she'll go rafting overnight with me, and she'll sit there, and she's perfect on the boat, really. Sometimes she gets it muddy, but that's okay. All the outdoor activities that I do, I pretty much gear it so she can go with me. If I'm traveling, I get a dog-friendly hotel. So basically, she's my sidekick. She goes everywhere with me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Again, that is very sweet. Your bond is really, really adorable.
Thank you. Yeah. We're
really
pretty
wholesome.
Bonded.
Very, very wholesome. I love therapy dogs. Right? Yeah. They're always, like, the most sweet beings on, like, the planet Earth.
Yeah. She's pretty sweet.
All right, last question. Is there anything else you would like to share about Rainey before we go?
Nothing in particular. I just am really grateful that I got to talk about my dog for a little bit of time because she is really special, and I appreciate that people wanted to learn about her. I am doing Paws to Read in Carbondale, and I think it's in about 2 weeks, so I'm really excited to do that. And then I'm also doing it at Soper's Elementary School, so maybe listeners will get to meet her someday.
Yeah, that's really, really fun, because when I was younger, I used to love doing Paws to Read.
Well, thanks so much for letting me talk and meeting her today, and hopefully using your bookmark that I'm going to give you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for to come, Beth and Rainey. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Our next interview features dogs with a very important job unique to mountain towns. Our guest is Jerry Doty. This is his 16th year on the Snowmass Ski Patrol. He is currently the Snowmass Patrol Snow Safety Coordinator. He has a 7-year-old dog named Tina. She is Colorado Rapid Avalanche Deployment Certified. Thanks so much for being on our podcast, Jerry.
Let's hear from Jerry about Tina's special abilities.
So, what does it mean to be CRAD certified?
CRAD certified is a CRAD is an organization that creates a database of Colorado local avalanche dogs, and they test them to a standard that brings them to a place where they're able to respond to the backcountry if an avalanche were to occur. And they do it in such a fashion where ideally you get there within about an hour of the avalanche or less, and then use your dog to search the avalanche and look for any survivors. They test to a certain standard. It's 1 to 3 live human finds in a 150 by 150 meter area in under 20 minutes is what they're looking for their dogs to get certified.
Okay. So were there any other tests besides that Tina had to do?
Yeah, so that's our advanced test, we call that. And then we have a basic in-house test that the dogs do earlier on in their career. And that's 1 to 2 live finds in 100 by 100 meter square. And you also get 25 minutes to do that. So it's a little bit smaller. You get a little bit more time, and that allows you to use your dog to search on the ski hill. And then if you want to progress further, you take that Colorado Rapid Avalanche Deployment Test. And then beyond that, she has an obedience test that she did when she was about 2 years old.
What did Tina have to do to train to be a ski patrol dog, and how did you know that she would be good at it?
Well, you don't really know they're going to be good at it until you kind of put them out there and try them out. But what makes a good avalanche dog is a dog that wants to work for you. And what makes a good working dog is a dog that will do something for a reward. So it's for her, it's just a big game. Every dog works for a different reward. Tina prefers food, but she also likes to play fetch and a little bit of tug. And that is her reward for finding people. So at this point, avalanche work is pretty foundational for her. But ongoing training, once the season gets going, will look like me burying one of my coworkers in the snow in a pit that we dig.
Sounds
And
fun.
then I run Tina around and let her find him, basically. It's basically hide and seek.
Who doesn't love a good old game of hide and seek?
Absolutely. And if she wins, she gets a awesome reward, usually a nice dog treat. One of her favorite things is a hard-boiled egg. I usually give her a hard-boiled egg after a big search or if it's her birthday.
Oh, that's adorable. I don't know a single dog in the world that doesn't love food. There is no dog that will not do anything for a treat.
So true.
You're right about that.
So, what does the day in the life of a ski patrol dog look like?
So Tina's typical day is I bring her to work and get her dressed in her vest, and then she'll hang out in her dog kennel after she says hello to most of her friends in the locker room. She hangs out in her dog kennel for about 30 minutes while we get the day planned out. And then typically, Tina gets up to the higher peaks on Snowmass via snowmobile. So take about a 20-minute snowmobile ride. She gets a little bit of a run in the morning, running next to the snowmobile. And then I drop her off at the station, and she kind of just hangs out with her friends for a lot of the day up on station. She says hi to people who come in and want to pet her. Ideally, a few times a week, we go and run one of those drills that I was mentioning where I bury a coworker. Usually take her just on a walk up by the top of the lift, play a little fetch. And then at the end of the day, we'll typically ride down on a snowmobile again, or she'll ride down on a toboggan sometimes too.
That sounds fun, Mary. Why do you think Tina's job is important?
Tina's job's super important because Tina's main goal with her career is to find live human scent in snow. So, if God forbid there were an avalanche in our ski area, first and foremost, with a member of the public, there's a very good chance they don't have a beacon on. A beacon is probably your best bet to be found live in an avalanche. And if you don't have a beacon, your next best bet to be found live in an avalanche is a dog. Their noses are extremely powerful and they can find a person in the area of about a football field in just a couple minutes. So if you don't have a beacon on, a dog is your next best bet to be found alive. And that is her purpose in life.
So, what does Tina like to do when she's not working?
When Tina is not working, she enjoys long naps in the shade. She loves to walk around her neighborhood and smell all the familiar smells. She loves to go swimming. She loves to chase chipmunks out of the yard, harass the cat of the neighborhood.
Sounds about right.
A lot of, typical dog stuff when she's not working.
Is there anything else that you would like to share to the listeners about Tina?
I would just encourage anyone interested in avalanche dogs that maybe just wants to meet one to come into any of the patrol stations in Snowmass and ask if there's a dog on the station for the day. We'd be happy to
Yeah.
introduce you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing about your dog's amazing job, Jerry.
Thank you, Al.
Our final guest on today's show is Hannah Moreland. Hannah is the volunteer and community coordinator for Colorado Animal Rescue, or CARE.
CARE practices excellence in animal care, education, and advocacy to connect pets to their people.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Hannah.
Thank you for having me.
What inspired you to work at the animal shelter?
That is a great question. I actually got a dog about 5 years ago now. And he ended up having some pretty severe behavior issues. And it was a huge learning curve for me because I had never dealt with a dog that wasn't just super friendly with everybody. And so I learned a lot about dog training and what you really need to do to set up a dog for success in your life. And I was really committed to this dog who I still have. His name is Nugget. And so Nugget really kind of entered me into the world of animal care, just more of a passion for me. And then when I found myself looking for a job, I had done some work with CARE in the past, doing some fundraising for them. And so it was just a really natural fit for me to kind of take that passion into my work life.
That's very cool. So, what does a day in the life of a shelter pet look like?
So it's typically we start out every single morning with cleaning. We take cleaning super seriously at the animal shelter. We feel like having clean housing for the pets creates a healthier environment for them, and a healthy pet is a happy pet. The healthier and the happier the pet, the easier it is for them to find a home and get adopted. So we start every day with 2 to 3 hours of cleaning, just to make sure that their housing is all nice and fresh for them. And then we do feed them breakfast first thing, which they get very excited about. And then throughout the middle of the day, we have enrichment. So the staff does enrichment and training with the pets. We also have a great volunteer program where people from our community can come to the shelter and do enrichment with the cats and the dogs. So we're very thankful to our volunteers for spending that time with them as well. It's really good practice for them to meet new people and have great experiences so they can practice and be ready for those potential adopters when they come in to meet them. And then we feed them dinner. And we tuck them in for the night. We always give the dogs a frozen Kong treat to work on overnight, and the cats get treats and catnip as well, before we leave for the night.
Wow, you really do a lot of cleaning.
Cleaning. It makes sense, though.
Yeah. Are there any shelter pets over the years that stood out to you?
Yes, there's been a number of pets. It's super hard to single out just a few. One of the most recent ones that was really close to my heart was a dog named Brisket. He is 100 pounds of lovable pit bull. And he was at the shelter for almost a year before he just found his forever home this past month. So we're very glad for Brisket that he finally found his people. And he was just the sweetest, giantest cuddle bug that you could ever imagine. And then we had a cat as well recently, Little Man. Little Man actually came to the shelter because his owner passed away. And he was with us for a significant period of time. I think it was 160 days because he had some skin allergies that were pretty severe. And so he looked a little funny. And had some medical expenses that were a barrier to people who were interested in adopting him. But just like Brisket, he found somebody who loved him regardless. And so we were really happy for Little Man as well.
That's very, very cute. I have two dogs of my own, one of which that we know her owner. She had to give up the dog because she had some health problems, but we're very happy to have her now. So that's kind of, I would, don't want to say relate, but you know what I'm trying to get at there. Yeah, so on this podcast, we've been talking about pets with amazing abilities and skills that are used to help people. But we know that pets need human heroes too. So why is it important to adopt shelter pets?
That's a great question. So there are a ton of pets right here in our community in Garfield County that need homes. And so it's really important to adopt and not shop just because there are so many animals that are already without homes that we need to support. CARE did over 500 adoptions last year. So just to give you an idea of how many pets come through our doors in a year's time, and there are even more beyond our immediate area that are needing help in really high population areas. We are very fortunate to be in a community that loves pets as much as we do and wants to do everything that they can to support those pets. It's an incredible opportunity for the people in our community to get those pets that are being supported by all of us and bring them into their own homes so that they can continue providing that love and care that they need.
That sort of makes sense. Is
Yeah.
there anything else that you want to tell our listeners about care or the shelter?
So it's actually CARE's 25th anniversary this year. Our shelter started in 2000. So we're celebrating 25 years of serving Garfield County. So we're just really excited about that. And we have a ton of really awesome programs for our community. In addition to adopting shelter pets, we also have a pet food pantry where community members who can't consistently afford to feed their pets can access free pet food as long as the shelter is open, which is Tuesday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We also offer a Seniors for Seniors program. It's Adopt a Senior Pet Month. And so we offer anyone over the age of 65 a discounted adoption fee for pets over the age of 7. And if you want to learn anything more about the pets that we have available or the programs that we offer, you can visit our website, which is just www.coloradoanimalrescue.org. You can also find us on Instagram and on Facebook at Colorado Animal Rescue.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on our podcast, Hannah.
Thank you guys so much for having me. We love AsYep so much and love collaborating with you guys. So thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you and great work on the youth DJing. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Thank you so much. We've enjoyed our time with you.
Thank you for listening to the Pet Heroes podcast with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. We love pets.